Welcome to Relaunch My Life Radio. I'm your host, Juliette Lever, and I am on a mission to free you from a passionless or unfulfilling life. With monthly podcasts to help you get presence, gain confidence to follow your heart, and deepen your true soul connection, tune in to Relaunch My Life Radio to live your most fulfilling life. Welcome to this special listener Q&A episode of Relaunch My Life Radio. For the last 18 months or so, I have been changing up the format of my podcast, and it's my birthday today, so that means I'm changing it up again. You may or may not know, through years and years and years of me hosting this podcast, variety is one of my choices in life. I love having structure, but also flow, and I think that balance of that yin-yang, the masculine, feminine for us all, is really important for us to feel like we are living a fulfilled life. If you've read my book, Relaunch My Life, you'll know that one of the keys to fulfillment is variety. And so that being said, I've decided, why not? This is my podcast. I can do whatever I want with it. And it feels really good for me to do sporadic ad hoc listener Q&As. So I am going to be answering a listener Q&A on this episode. I'm going to continue with my dream life diary format. So there'll be an episode out of that. But every now and then you're going to see some listener Q&As scattered in. And this to me is almost like an extension of the 12 months that I did of 10-minute weekly tips. And I've had a lot of listeners actually getting so much benefit from them. I did them every single week in 2022 now. And that really allowed me to open up more ideas, talk about so many things. But honestly, by the end of a year of doing 10-minute weekly tips, I felt like I'd said so much. And even I have that come up every now and then in this podcast. I've been running it for so many years now. I think surely there's no new things that I can say, but there always are. There's always new things to consider, new concepts, new perspectives. And so I'm really excited to jump into this listener Q&A. So before I dive into it, if you have got a question for me, feel free to email me at juliette@relaunchmylife.com.au. You can also shoot me a DM in my Instagram. That's where I am most active on social media online, at Juliette Lever. Send me a Q&A, and you never know, I may answer your question personally. So this episode came from one of my beautiful listeners, Alexia, and she has asked how we can explain manifestation in a more practical, scientific, non-woo-woo way. And I love this question because I have actually been spending a lot more time in the last 3 to 6 months in the business world. I have been presenting, supporting, and coaching business owners and entrepreneurs in a much more condensed and magnified way. We've actually had a lot more business owners and entrepreneurs dive into our NLP and hypnotherapy courses for their own mental and emotional well-being and sharpness. And so it's really helped me have this understanding of we need to, yes, connect because we are humans first and businesses second, but we need to be able to connect to explaining things in a way that makes sense and that is practical and not just always about, you know, the feels. And so we all have our preferred ways of communicating. We all have our preferred ways of receiving information. And this is one of the things we dive into in the very first day of our NLP practitioner training, which is that some people prefer to receive information auditorily. If you're listening to this podcast, you may be one of those. Some of us are more visual. You probably like looking and watching reels and videos on maybe Instagram online. Some of us are more kinesthetic. So things have got to feel right. We need to have a good gut feeling about things. And then other people, it just has to make sense. It has to add up and be quite logical. And so I would say that the personal development, even spiritual manifestation kind of worlds, they don't really convey conviction to those of us in society that prefer for things to make sense and add up and be quite logical. But allow me to explain. If we even talk about the fact that in the scientific world, if we look at things from a quantum physics perspective, science cannot deny the fact that we live in a subjective reality. So what that means is that every single human is receiving information through their own senses. And as we receive information into our internal world, we have to do a process of filtering that information because we are literally bombarded with so much information. We have to filter it. Now, by the very nature nature of filtering, we actually distort reality through the process of taking it in. So none of us are actually taking in the full picture of what's happening. And we filter reality based on what we've taught through our experiences and beliefs and models of the world and memories is important and what is accurate. And so people who believe in the black and white world and what you see is what you get, and people who believe that you have to work hard to get results, they're literally going to filter their reality that way. They will actually delete out information that doesn't align with that belief system, because we actually have what's called an unconscious confirmation bias, where we will filter information based on what fits our beliefs, even if those beliefs aren't necessarily serving us. So we can't deny the fact that every single human is receiving information through their senses in their own unique subjective way. And so that's why someone who has grown up or who has had experiences with more spiritual things, more manifestation, maybe they've had their own journeys and their own beliefs, they're going to filter reality and they're going to be looking for signs of the universe giving them confirmation of things that, yes, this has happened, that means I've manifested it. Whereas someone whose model of the world is more of a black and white science lens, they're going to think, well, it's because I worked hard and I focused on it and I set the goal and I did all of these things, right? So no two people in this world are ever completely wrong. But also, no two people in this world are ever completely right. And that's really the fundamental basis of NLP, is really understanding that everyone has their own model of the world. There are no, you know, there's no one right answer for anything. And even if you see two people arguing about something, they're both always right and they're both always wrong. They're both right because in their model of the world, what they're filtering for and perceiving is right, but they're also both wrong because no two people are getting the full picture of what's happening in our reality ever. It's impossible for every single human to get all of the information of what's happening in our world all of the time. So for me, I think that's really fun. And I think, you know, the interesting thing about the question that you've submitted is that as much as we want to, and as much as we love the people in our lives, number one, no one is going to believe exactly what we believe. And I heard this great saying once that if two people in a friendship or in a relationship, be it business or personal, if they're exactly the same, then one of them's redundant. You know, contrast is what brings us balance in life. And so perhaps there are people in our lives, like if we are overly spiritual, we're probably going to bring and attract overly logical people into our reality to bring us back into balance. And that is the shadow. And Carl Jung, he talked about that, about how we will unconsciously project our repressed, disowned traits out onto the people closest to us such that we can see that which we really are. So this is where we dive deeper into in our master practitioner training, these concepts of shadow and how you can actually own and integrate shadow aspects of ourselves. Because what I've really found, and I might be going a little deep here in my journey, is that the aspects of ourselves sometimes that we have judged and disowned, or we're not wanting to see, or the aspects of ourselves that maybe of how we used to be, that's going to be showing up in the people around us. So notice, you know, what are the commonalities in the people around you? What are their common emotions? Are those emotions that you disown, that you don't allow yourself to express, knowing that all humans are designed to experience the myriad of emotions, and yet when we deny or disown any of them, we can actually project them onto the people around us. And so noticing what's happening in your reality, and this is where I'm not going to say this in a scientific way, but it's actually not woo-woo, it's science, that the universe actually is you, okay? Even science can't deny the subjective nature of our reality. So I love remembering, like, the universe, saying that the universe is helping you with things. You are your universe. And what I love as a visual metaphor, as I'm quite visual, is if you are your own universe, then the people in your universe, the people that are orbiting in your reality, those closest to you, they are the planets that are circulating you, which is the sun, the center. You are the universe. You are the center of your universe. And the people around you are no coincidence. Why those people? Why those characteristics? Why those emotional traits? There is no coincidence why those people are in your reality. And one of Paul's best ever quotes that he's come up with that we quote in all of our trainings is, people will be who you need them to be so that you can see what you need to see. Okay, so the aspects of the people closest to you, those planets that are orbiting around you, the sun, they're there for a reason. And as I believe, like, we can always be learning, and everyone in our reality is a teacher for us. And sometimes one of the most challenging parts of doing a lot of inner work is realizing that there are so many people in this world, including those who you love the most, who are still operating out of old patterns and belief systems, and who don't believe that they can change. And for me, that's one of the most damaging beliefs. The belief that that's just the way I am, that to me is one of the most damaging beliefs that a human being can have, because all I have seen in my last nearly 10 years of dedicating myself to helping people tap into their highest potential and find and follow their real purpose and peel back all the layers of illusion that aren't even them, so that they can really move forward in life in alignment, is that it's completely possible to change those things that you thought were your personality. They don't have to be. Most of our personality is a result of our unhealed, unresolved traumas. And those things can be worked through. You can shift things. Yes, we're complicated, complex onions with many, many layers. The first thing to start exploring is, do you believe it's possible to change? And also, do you want to? You know, some people who have, say, a belief that you have to work hard to make money, they actually wouldn't want to change that belief, because part of their identity is, I'm a hard worker and that means I'm a good person. People will do crazy things in order to live in alignment with their identity, whether that's serving them or not. So starting to think about, like, yes, I may want to help the people in my reality, but always look inward, always look at, what is it about that that's triggering me, and how can I use that maybe as a catalyst for my own inner growth? And usually what I've found is, when that part of you has been healed, then you no longer feel like you need to shift it in someone else. So I hope that answers your question. I did run off on a couple of different tangents there, but I think it's a fantastic question, how to explain manifestation in a non-woo-woo way. One of the other concepts that we have built is a model in our trainings where we actually talk about the concept of manifestation, and it's the Evolve Manifestation Model. The idea is that most people in reality, they want to do something, they think about it, and then they take action. But our Evolve Manifestation Model has three steps to it. And each of the steps is as important as the other, right? So the first step, whenever you're wanting to manifest something, is to get crystal clear on your intention. Now, this in itself is something that most humans are terrible at. Most people are really good at talking about all the things they don't want, but they're not so good at articulating the things that they do want. Your subconscious mind works in clear pictures, clear instructions, one sentence instructions. Think of how you would articulate a intention to a five-year-old. That's the equivalent of how you want to be communicating to your subconscious mind. And usually when I ask people what they want, they will talk to me about 5 minutes straight about all the things that are going wrong in their life. And so all they're doing is painting a picture to their unconscious mind of more of the crap, more of the things they don't want. And guess what? They keep recreating, right? So what is it that you want? Get really clear on your intention. So whatever it is, you know, I want sustained six-figure business. I want more work-life balance. Well, what does that mean specifically? Oh, I want to work 4 days a week, 8 hours a day, for example. That's much more specific. So be clear on your intention, number one. The second thing is to notice your emotions. So if you think about it, your intention is the thought impulse that sends the signal through your synapses in your brain, and it sets the charge, it sets the direction. The emotion basically then is, if we think about all of your thought impulse, the thought is the electro component. The emotion is actually the magnetic component of that. So we're sending an electromagnetic signal through our system, and the emotion is the magnetic charge that draws and either expands that intention and that potential or distinguishes it. Now, when I first started my coaching career, I was working with women who wanted to quit corporate jobs and start their own businesses. And they would say things like, I want to start my own business. That was their intention. I would have helped them get a little more clear on it. But then the emotion around it was fear, overwhelm, uncertainty. So straight away, it would put out that fire. Straight away, it would diminish that potential. So I would work with them on supporting the emotional charges and making sure that they could actually create a supportive emotional environment to be able to bring that electromagnetic signal through their body. The thought impulse can actually carry weight. And so I would help them to feel empowered, a sense of knowing, a sense of certainty and clarity. Now, when someone sets an intention, if they have a sense of certainty, empowerment, and clarity, how much more aligned is their action going to be? And the third step in the manifestation model is to take action, but only once we've got those first two steps clear, once you're clear on your intention and you've got supporting underlying emotions. Because at the end of the day, there are no unresourceful people, only unresourceful emotional states. And it's usually the first two steps in that manifestation model that people get stuck. They're not clear on their intention, and the emotions they have around what it is that they're wanting to achieve are distinguishing the energy rather than multiplying and expanding the energy around the ideas that you have. So take some time. I always recommend taking some action as a result of listening to my podcast. Take a moment to write down whatever it is you're wanting to achieve, whether it's in your business, in your health, in your finances, your relationship. Write a really clear intention and become aware of the emotions you have around it. Have you got some doubt? Have you got some certainty? What have you got going on around it? And if you've got some funky emotions going on around it, either work with a coach or look at ways that you can actually start shifting those things, which are the tools that we teach in all of our courses and trainings to help you have a more resourceful emotional state as your set point, so that when you set intentions, what you say and what you do can align. And I'm a big believer that alignment before action is going to be the key to frictionless action in your life. And most people I see, and as I mentioned, this is one of the most challenging things when you start doing this sort of inner work. And obviously I've been teaching this for so many years now. I see people bumping their heads against the wall all the time because they're out there trying to take so much action, but they haven't got clear on their intention and they have got funky emotions that are just spoiling the show. So take time to get clear, take time to get aligned, and then take your action. And for me, that is the most practical non-woo-woo way of being able to manifest what you want. So thank you so much for tuning into this special Q&A episode of Relaunch My Life Radio. Keep an eye out for my Dream Life Diary format episode that is going to be coming out very soon. And as I mentioned at the start of this episode, if you have a question for me, drop me a DM, send me an email, and I will consider answering your question ad hoc when I feel like it, because variety is one of the keys to fulfillment in our life. Have an amazing day, and thank you for tuning in. And if you got benefit from this episode, if you got some light bulbs, share some love, tag me on Instagram or share it with a friend. And I just hope you're having the most amazing day. Thank you for tuning in on my birthday. Have an amazing day, and I will see you in the next episode. That's this month's episode of Relaunch My Life Radio. As always, you can find out more about our courses at evolveandrelaunch.com.au or my book and book writing course at julietlever.com.